7:39 at WSGW on a Tuesday, September 20th morning. A morning as you're listening in, and we thank you for doing so on 790 AM and 100.5 FM. Maybe you're listening online at WSGW.com. And maybe through those mobile apps you download from the App Store and Google Play. Get the app for the AM and the FM, please. Charlie and Dave here with you. And in studio this morning, Dave, we're joined by some special guests. Guests that are with a company that has an association with WSGW now marking 25 years.
Isn't that fantastic? Year. We've done Food for Families for 30 years, and William Kibbe and Associates have been with us for 25 of those 30 years. What a commitment.
It is just amazing. It's been a commitment that we have enjoyed, that through the generosity of Kibbe and Associates, the Salvation Army has benefited every Food for Families year, and through the Christmas season of special donations that have added up to, let's just say, that thousands of families have been helped because of the dollars that have been generated through Kibbe and Associates. And on this 25th year, there's something extra that actually happened that associated WSGW with Kibbe and Associates. To help us this morning, first of all, regular longtime listeners of WSGW might recognize the name of Greg Bader with Kibbe and Associates, because Greg, you're the one that's been with us, who's been the face of the association for these 25 years with Kibbe and Associates.
Yeah,
good morning.
I drew the short straw.
He's played Santa all these years. He comes in with that red hat on every year.
Let's just first of all take a moment, Greg, if we can. Maybe you can explain how the association started and how Kibbe and Associates decided to become part of this work toward associating with our Food for Families and the Salvation Army.
Well, we initially started out as just a gift for the boss, and the Bill and Lane Kibbe were tired of the crummy gifts for the boss, so they they decided to do something different and have the company donate to a charity, and then the company would in turn match that amount to some value, and that evolved over the years, and then finally we connected with WSGW, and we kept that relationship going for the past 25 years. I think the gift for the boss has been going for, gosh, almost the inception of the company.
And the company has been around for how long now?
Since 19, this is a quiz. This is like when your anniversary is.
This is too early in the morning for you.
1981.
I should also reference that Greg is not alone. He might be the only one speaking here this morning, but you have brought some of your colleagues with you this morning. You have Dan Miller and Jay Wheeler with you this morning.
That's great. Dan's company president, and Jay is the vice president.
And we should say that what Greg was referencing when it comes to the donations that are matched by the Kibbes, these are all the employees that make their personal donations. Whatever amount and whatever it adds up to, that's the match.
That's right. That's right.
And over the years, it's added up to quite a bit of money. And as I said, it all goes to our Food for Families campaign and to the Salvation Army. So this year, on the 25th anniversary, you decided to take an even extra step.
Yeah, for the past 15 years or so, we've been had a golf outing, and we've designated charities to receive the proceeds from this golf outing. And we thought, well, what a better fit than to have WSGW Food for Families be the beneficiary on the 25th anniversary of this golf outing. So,
and Dave, you were participating in this golf outing too.
Yes.
They went all out.
Yeah, they sure did, and they did a fantastic job. It was a great day of golfing out at the Sawmill, a very well-organized tournament and outing, and had a great time and got to meet some new friends. And Art Lewis and I actually got to hold back Dan Miller and his son Pat playing around the golf. They put up with us through those 18 holes. We had just a great time. Rin and Pat's just a marvelous young state trooper who serves us well here in Saginaw, and we appreciate his service. And we just had a great opportunity. We were out there playing golf, and all for a good cause. The station decided they wanted to buy one of the teams in that outing, and we certainly added very little to that overall effort that they did there. There had to be, 30, 40 different teams, I would guess, involved.
Yeah, I think it was on that order, yes, Dave. Mm-hmm.
an event that went off very successfully, and once again has you coming forth to help out the Salvation Army. We're just the conduit here. We gladly welcome you to the studios to accept the efforts. But again, so you, Greg, know, and I say to Dan and Jay, who are with us in the studios too, since this is your first time, we're humbled by the fact that we're associated with you and our listeners too, who now know there are a lot of businesses throughout the Great Lakes Bay region that have very charitable generosity behind their efforts. But to have an association with you for 25 years is just it's truly amazing. I mean, just I don't know what more to say than just to say thank you.
Well, we appreciate being a part of it, and obviously committed to 25 years and hopefully another goodly time.
I do notice now, usually, Greg, when you show up, it is during the Christmas. Usually, in fact, it's Christmas Eve. It's become a tradition mm-hmm. that you show up on Christmas Eve. You're usually wearing your Christmas Santa hats. You've actually brought your Santa hats in this morning.
I did. We had to create the illusion of Christmas.
Dan and Jay know that you were going to bring the Santa hats in this morning.
They have an inkling.
They're not looking at you because they're afraid of what might happen. Before I say any more, I don't know. I got to ask both Dan and Jay. I'm going to turn your microphones on. You don't have to say anything more than just Dan, say hi to the folks out there.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you, Dan. Jay, say hi to the folks out there.
Hi, good morning.
Anything else you'd like to say, guys?
Well, the outing was in July, so I guess it was Christmas in July.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, great. And want to commend you on your commitment to downtown Saginaw, too, the beautiful installation that you have down along South Washington.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is one of those beautiful buildings that just fits in nicely right there on Washington, along the riverfront there. That just is a nice way that Saginaw is honored to have the Kibbe name right out front.
And you're involved in professional services, engineering, architecture, things of that nature, Greg?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Throughout Michigan and beyond, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And all that and more. Thank you. Again, we're here to say thank you and to recognize your commitment and to let folks know what's going on. We will accept the proceeds that you have. You have an envelope that you're going to, you're handing to us, but we're going to make sure it goes to the Salvation Army and our friends there, and they know that it comes from you, and they're equally as pleased. And on behalf of all those who are served, we say thank you for helping out and making sure that families do have the food and other means necessary to sustain themselves.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having us here.
All right. That's Greg Bader from Kibbe & Associates, along with Dan Miller and Jay Wheeler, who we just want to thank them for stopping by and for that commitment of not just the 25 years of the Food for Family specifically, but now adding this year that special golf outing that was going on.
Yes, sir. And we had a lot of fun doing it.
All right.
Well, we'll see you around Christmas again.
Christmas Eve. We'll set aside the same time. And Jay and Dan, you're welcome to come back at the same time, too. 7:47 on WSGW. Let's have sports coming up next.